Hello, sisters. Sister Amen from don'tperish.com. I'm back with an audio for us sisters. I had some notes on this topic and I've been thinking about it, but we always have so much going on that I've learned over the years to be just thankful and content in what I can do. By the end of the day, if I look back and I go, well, I could have used my time a little bit better, I learn the next day. Or maybe it seems lately we always have so much witnessing and traveling and everything going on that I've learned not to set like these big goals in my life that I really want to do, because otherwise I'm going to be upset if I don't get them done. And I'm just sharing this, sisters, with you because probably some of you are like that too. You know, the Lord is so worthy of so many works that we want to do for Him. And we don't want to be distressed by the end of the day if we didn't get done everything that we wanted to, because maybe we were doing things He wanted us to. Maybe different things came in front of our lives that we had to do first. And so as long as we are faithful and pure in heart and we're working on and doing whatever good works that are set before us and constantly and continually doing them, not being idle and being lazy in it all, we can rejoice at the end of the day that we've done all our best for Him. And so anyway, Brother Tupos and I, we do a edification audio every evening, and I do share some points with sisters, but I still like to come here and share with my sisters when I get a chance to do it, and thankful and content until I get to. So here I am today, and I'm happy about that. Full of joy. I'm always full of joy because that's one of the biggest gifts the Lord has given me, being set free from all the despair I had before Him. And it kind of goes into this topic, this audio I want to talk to you about. And I hear this often, and I know you sisters probably do too, maybe different words, different ways, different people saying it, but I'm just going to use the what a woman said to me. It was, I don't know, a few weekends ago or whatever. She said, as we were passing through, Brother Tupos was ahead of me preaching. I was behind handing out gospel cards, and I would talk to people and call them out of the world and warn them about man-made religion. And a woman walked by me, and she said, "You can break free." And she walked by so quick, I didn't get a chance to say anything. My voice isn't loud, and I don't really want to like be lifting it to holler after somebody. Not that it would be sinful, but it just doesn't seem right to me. Now, oftentimes, somebody will say something and I might be able to have a chance to have a response to it. But then on the other side, I see where Jesus was just quiet when He was accused of things or things were said to Him. So I guess it all just kind of matters at the moment, whatever that you can do. So anyway, she said that and I was pondering that, and all the other times I've heard that, and you sisters have probably heard some similar things, you know, about bondage. And I don't know, this one just popped in my head. A man one time, he walked up and he said, "Blink two times if you want us to set you free or help you get free," or something like that. Now, I've heard all kinds of things like that throughout our time in life in Christ here. And I was just thinking, I'm going to read John 8:32. "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And that truth is what I was searching for all my life. And I have it now, and I am free. I am free in Christ. I love it. And how do we get that truth? That would be through our faith in Christ. That's what set us free, or sets us free, is our faith in Christ and His finished work that He did. We're not saved by our works, and we're not set free by our works. I just want to say that. We're not working our way to salvation, but we were created for good works, and we'll talk about that. I wanted to read Ephesians 2:8-9. "For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now, a lot of those people that I'm talking about are church people. I'm going to say this. A lot of the world will look at us and they kind of nod their head when we talk about the things of God, and they look at us like, yeah, that makes sense, because they have more of a right concept of who God is, a holy God, more so than the church people. And they see us doing what we do and living how we live and looking how we do and acting how we do, and they say, yeah, that makes sense to them, whereas the church people think we're in bondage for it all. And Ephesians 2:8-9 is where a lot of them stop. They need to keep reading on, talking about the church people, the religious people. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So we were created for good works. And these good works are what they call bondage, that we can be set free from, apparently. And we also know, I'm just going to say, because I'm going to reiterate the fact that we're not working our way to salvation, that faith without works is dead. We see that in James 2:20. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? But like I said, to the world, mainly the religious people, they say those works that we do are bondage and that we don't have to do it anymore, because they think anything that we do, which would be obedience to the Lord that we're following in the New Testament, they think it's all gone in the Old Testament, that Christ did it all and that now we can just live any way we want. My mom even told me that. She's dead now. She hated the Word of God, and by her fruit she died in her sins. But she said one time she got mad. We were separated because we were standing, Brother Tupos and I were standing for the Lord and living for him, and she pretty much left us, as did everybody else in our family. But she got mad, and she said, the pastor says we don't have to follow the rules. And for years and years I tried to show her the truth. My hands are clean. But anyway, that's what people think. We don't have to follow the rules. And they obviously don't love the Lord and his truth, because if they did, they'd be transformed by the renewing of their mind. And they would be reading the word and following it and obeying him. And like Jesus said, if you love him, keep his commands. And his commands are obedience. And so anyway, James also says that works justify our faith. You know, everybody likes to go to that Ephesians 2, but they need to keep reading the rest of the Bible. James 2:24. You see then that how by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. And I want to read that again, because a lot of people overlook that. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. So faith is what saves us. It's a saving faith, and faith is the hope of what we can't see. But that means nothing if we don't have good, godly, holy, pure works that justify our faith, that show that we are who we are in Christ. And we can read a whole lot in Hebrews for more context on what that's talking about, and all over the scriptures, really, but we're not going to go there. So anyway, like I was saying, most of the church people, they mostly think that those good works are bondage. And basically what they're saying is us godly, and I'm going to talk about women, you know, thinking that about us godly women, worldly women who claim Christ or whatever, thinking that us godly women are in bondage by dressing biblical and covering our head, being submissive, not being feminist anymore, controlling ourselves, being sober-minded, and being pure and chaste. And let's see, raising children, keeping our homes, helping our husbands, maybe being servants to other people. Basically, just being who God created us to be. That's bondage to them. And that's rebellion against our Creator. I mean, He created us, and He wants us to do all those good works for Him, plus a whole lot more that I didn't read. I was just kind of focusing on godly women works. So He created us to do all that. And those women are saying, you don't need to do all that. So someone else did that too. Well, not someone, something. Satan. Satan was like, he wanted to be a god himself. He didn't want to have to do what God created him to be and do. He wanted to do his own thing. He wanted to be his own god. And that's basically what those women are doing. They want to be free to sin all they want and walk around virtually naked, flying their hair around or chopping it off in rebellion, and like putting tattoos all over, and indulging in any kind of addiction you want, drinking, smoking, drugs, whatever, sexual immorality, and being loud and bossy, striving for mammon, striving for titles, reputations, just basically filling all the lusts of the flesh is what they want to do. And you know what? That's all the things I used to do. All those things I used to do and was in bondage to them. See, they're the ones in bondage, and we sisters know that. And I would love to help some of them be set free if they wanted to, but they don't. They love it. But yet they call us in bondage when we're just doing what God created us to be. And you know, that bondage they're in, It also has hopelessness and despair and depression, suicide, things like that that used to go through my mind when I was in it. I was in all that bondage and all that darkness and that despair, the hopelessness, wondering why did God create us all and we're just all floundering around in here. I knew all that sin was horrible and I didn't know how to stop it all. And anyway, when you're in that bondage, you're trying to keep up with it all. You're getting older. You don't look like you used to. You don't act like you used to. And it's all a facade that you just got to keep upholding, and you got to keep building upon it, and you got to keep putting yourself up on that platform, and everybody's looking at you. You know what I'm saying? You gain some weight, and everybody's like, oh, look what you're doing. You get skinny, and you get all prideful. I mean, it's one after the other. It is such a bondage living after the lust of the flesh. I hate it. But you know what? There's freedom in Christ. I love that. And we know that. You sisters who are set free from all that, you know it's from all that and more. Because if we repent and we're born from above, we're a new creation. And we die to self and we're alive in Christ. And then with that comes, let's go back to our faith. I'm kind of skipping over things here. Go back to our faith. That's what we need first before we can repent. Faith in Christ and what he's done. And then if we repent from all those wicked things that I was just talking about, be willing to lay that all down and turn our lives to him, forsake it all and everything and everyone in this world that Satan has in bondage. We could be set free in Christ. We could be a new creation. He'll give us a new heart, a new mind, a new life. And because of all that, we want to do all these good works for him. It's not bondage. It's a joy. It's a pleasure. It is an honor to be counted worthy to do such good works for him. And if we keep doing that, we're going to be with him in the end. And so that kind of leads me to being that new creation in Christ. We're set free from all the things that we talked about. We're also ultimately set free from separation from God in eternity, weeping and gnashing of teeth, eternal darkness, everlasting fire, destruction. I mean, what more could we ask for? I mean, this is everything to be free in Christ, to be serving the Savior who set us free from all the trappings of Satan and sin and flesh and death. And you know what? There ain't no way I'm going back in that bondage. No way. This freedom in Christ is so awesome, and the hope that's set before us. Oh, praise God. I'm so thankful for all that. I wanted to read Romans 6, 11 and 12. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Yeah, Christ set us free from death and destruction and all the bondage of that sin. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to do all I can to stand for the Lord and his truth. And I'm going to be here to help anyone else that wants to be set free from the bondage of Satan. And I got a little excited and passionate, so maybe I missed some points or something, but I'll listen to it and I can always do more. So praise God, sisters, all of you who have turned from that darkness and turned to the light and are following after Satan, you're free. You're free from all the bondage and sin and death. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. And let's stand strong and keep pressing on, so that way we can help anybody else who wants to be set free from the bondage and delusion that those people are in. Yeah, praise God. All right, I love you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.